So, to begin, the first presentation we have tonight is focused on the questions of equity and transit racism. To present that, we will have Miho Kim and Paolo Acosta. So, a little bit about Miho Kim. Miho joined Data Center's environmental justice team in 2003 and was appointed executive director in 2009. Miho's own journey to reclaim her voice as a stateless ethnic Korean woman, Zainichi, in apartheid Japan has inspired Data Center's research justice vision, wherein silenced community voices will be spoken, heard, and shape institutions. To this end, Miho guides Data Center in building on its 33-year-old legacy to strengthen the research capacity of communities to reclaim and wield their unique and powerful expert voices to make change. So, and then Paolo.
Okay, Paolo Acosta was born and raised in San Francisco, mainly in the Excelsior neighborhood. He is a senior at Balboa High School, where he got, give it up for Balboa, where he got hooked on the movement from his first meeting with the Solidarity Organizing Project and Power. Paolo is an active leader in the fight for free Muni for youth. And in addition to his organizing work, he's also known as DJ Hype Man and has his roots in hip hop. He's driven as a community organizer to leave a legacy and to become a subject of history and not an object. Paolo draws strength from his Ilocano roots, who fought the Spaniards and stayed standing, just as we fight the 1% today. Give it up for these folks.
Hi, everyone. I know there's not a lot of time left, so I'm going to jump right into the findings. So I'll be talking about the first of the three sections in the report, which is on equity. This section has two components. One is service quality, and the other is particularly focused on fair enforcement. So let me briefly mention some highlights of the service quality before moving on to fair enforcement in particular. So one thing that we believe is really key listening to and capturing the everyday experience of riders is that there is definitely a real pervasive service problem that manifests in several different ways. I'm sure this is not news to any of us here, but we went a little bit deeper in to try to identify some of the common characteristics of the aspects of quality in service. One is lack of service, so infrequency. And this leads to clearly, very long commutes in a lot of instances. And as cited in the report, more than half the people said that they wait up to 20 minutes on average for a bus to come. And a related factor is, I just want to give you one example of what this means is that, like in Bayview, a lot of residents have said how it takes more than an hour just to get to downtown. So you can imagine the delay that is caused by lack or infrequency of service. Another factor is persistent overcrowding. And if you look at Chinatown neighborhood as an example, buses might be frequent, but you still have persistent overcrowding, which we were able to document pretty well in the report. And while we weren't able to do an analysis of all of the bus lines in the city, we were able to analyze some of the most frequented bus lines by our constituents and compared their on-time performance with the whole of the MTA and found that overwhelmingly, and I mean probably most, if not all, on-time performance was way below system's average. And you can find details of this in the report publication as well. So that's it in terms of the highlights. But one thing I want to mention before moving on to fair enforcement is that, we're not saying that these symptoms don't occur in wealthier neighborhoods, right? In fact, we know it's seen in a bunch of other neighborhoods. But I think the reason that it's important and significant in terms of equity is that we're talking about people who are without other transit options. And so these are people that need transit to get to places such as school, work, and other healthcare appointments, which are all essential for, you know, baseline, you know, living. And I believe over half of the respondents said that, you know, these are the kind of things that they rely on public transit for in the report. So now let's talk about fare enforcement. How many of you are familiar with the POP fare enforcement program? Okay, so I'll just quickly define it. POP stands for, it's an acronym for Proof of Payment Fare Enforcement Program. In San Francisco, this was onboarded onto minibuses in 2005. And it has expanded ever since. So it's an 8-year-old program for Muni, which is turning 100 years old this year. So it's relatively new. Also, POP is very rare. If you look at all the bus systems throughout big cities in the country, especially on non-rapid buses, it's actually really, really rare that you would see this kind of a fare enforcement program. So what is it? It's very aggressive. So let me give you an example of how this program is run. In one of the more aggressive instances, 8 to 10 transit fare inspectors plus 2 to 4 fully armed, uniformed police officers will board the bus and then demand to see proof of payment and identification. So these raids are called saturation raids, and it is the rider's experience, at times horrifying and other times utterly traumatizing, that eventually led to POWER deciding to organize around transit. And members have stated time and again, and through the course of this particular study as well, how important it is to see this issue addressed. And here's a couple of reasons why it should be important to all of us, regardless of where we live. We've listened to countless experiences of raids, hostility, intimidation, and humiliation, and criminalization of riders. So we know of 3 riders who were transferred to ICE as a result of the saturation raid for deportation proceedings. And we know that's a direct violation of the sanctuary ordinance in San Francisco. Tragically, in another raid, a young man jumped off the bus. He's a teenager. Jumped off the bus, started running, and was shot multiple times. And what a loss of life that was preventable. And I think, you know, we were clearly able to get a sense through all the stories and the research that the raid is associated with an atmosphere that is conducive to heightened panic and such extreme actions in unfortunate cases. And in fact, at one point, MTA acknowledged the experience of fear and harassment by many riders that it issued a temporary saturation moratorium. So solution is yet to be seen, but clearly we all recognize this is an existing problem that warrants not an individual, but a systemic response. And another reason, this program is losing money, and I mean big amount of money. In this past year, the program cost over $9 million to run. And remember, the program's purpose is to recover fares. It recovered $1 million approximately. So let's quickly do the math. The net loss is over $8 million. And since inception, every year this program has lost a disproportionate amount of money compared to how much it's invested. So not only is it a financial debacle, but it's also a human rights violation. And so what do we do now? And I want to close with something that leads to also a recommendation is that, you know, what we believe is that there's clearly a win-win solution here for riders, the city, and MTA, right? Whether it's scaling back or abolishing the program or modifying it, we do have choices here, right? To reduce the enormous financial deficit for MTA and end the terror for riders. And I think what we're really, you know, saying is it's fundamentally about creating a culture, a transit culture, where people feel safe and respected, right? And while riding the bus. And let us not forget that Muni ran for 92 years without the POP program. And so is that really a lot to ask? And we don't think so. We think the dignity is deserved. Thank you.
Right up. Hello. Mic check. Check.
Check. Can you hear?
Yeah.
You have to talk like that?
Crack it. Hello? Yeah. I would like to say thank you, Mijo. That was more than amazing. You just said everything I had in his paper. So, as she brought up the whole fair enforcement, I would like to just say a story that you can catch on page 13 on those pamphlets, the pamphlet. Yeah, fair enforcement is a big issue. As Free Media for Youth, yay, it's a stepping stone to me. I say it as the accomplishment, not just for me, but also the hard work that we all put up with. As I said, it's a stepping stone. Now it's to fight against the oppression that we get from these fair enforcers. I don't think it's just youth that get attacked. I also think it's adults. As she said, the three immigrants were deported to ICE. I feel like the fair enforcers think they're also high and mighty, super authoritative because they have a badge. It seems like we're being imperialized by that. Thinking of how can we pay 75 cents to $2, but adding on bills to $100 plus tax, $9, and even taking a class, it isn't worth it. But as I said, that relating to my story, just I was waiting for the 29 at Balboa Park, and I see this girl. She's being searched, getting harassed, and the media first enforcer was like, "Let me see your transfer. Let me see your ID. I know you have ID. You're just playing with me." And the girl was like, "Why are you talking like that? I don't have anything. I don't have nothing." And the guy just grabs her wallet as she searched it, grabs her bag, and guess what he does? Violates her Fourth Amendment rights. Was the girl on probation? No. Was she on parole? No. Did she have a warrant? No. Did the officer have a warrant? No. Now, is that right?
No.
Exactly, just like all my other answers. No. I feel like, as I said, the Free Media for Youth is a stepping stone. I'm really like stoked, like, man, I left a legacy. I'm being a subject to history, not no object. But now we all just gotta come united and stop these fair enforcements and at least hear the people's story, you know what I mean? We're all doing it for the people. And where is this money going to? Muni hasn't had to put money into their maintenance. My own uncle's a bus driver and says that they don't even clean these buses. How is that? You know, it's more of an oppression. We should come together, and we are going to be together in solidarity in stopping this fair enforcement. And I just want to end it off with a chant. Could we go, spread the word. Free Muni,
for all our youth.
Spread the word.
Spread the truth.
Free Muni,
for all our youth.